So about 5 years ago, I ruined Christmas. It was my senior year of high school, and I had this fixation on having this Norman Rockwell magical fairy tale Christmas. And I went to my mother with this request, and being the dutiful parent that she was, she guaranteed that she would try her hardest. So about 2 weeks before Christmas, we get a message from my grandmother that she's planning on coming. And grandma was the type that would send my Christmas letter that I had crafted each year back with the red corrections in her teacher's pen of all of the mistakes I had made. And she was bringing my aunt, my aunt Antoinette, who insisted that I call her aunt Antoinette my entire childhood. Her favorite activity that we would share would be filling sticker books. And I realized that her insistence on having each page look identical, that fixation on perfection would continue on through the rest of my life. So I was fearful that these two would destroy my dream Christmas. So about 72 hours before Christmas, my mother wakes up in the middle of the night with the most gut-wrenching pain. And she is convinced that her appendix has burst or her gallbladder is inflamed. So she goes to the doctor and says, "Book me the OR. I am ready to go now. I can still do Christmas if I'm back at home in the next 24 hours. So the doctor assures her that she is in fact fine. No internal organ is going to explode. She's going to be able to give me my Christmas, but she needs to calm down. And the stress is causing her intestinal system to just shut down, more or less. So she gets sent home with directions to eat saltines and drink lots of Gatorade and take her muscle relaxers every few hours. So it's Christmas Eve, and I haven't seen her in a few hours. She drinks a glass or two of champagne and disappears. And I'm worried that the next morning things are not going to go to plan. Of course, I wake up. Who's there but Grandma and Aunt Antoinette? And they've made breakfast, and coffee's on, and Antoinette has sorted all of the presents into perfect piles for everyone. I freak out. I don't remember exactly what I said, but it was something to the extent of, "Go away." And she does. And then we have our Christmas perfection for 25 minutes, and then it's awkward, and then I slink off. And I go and I finish my last college application, and I'm typing away, trying to forget the events of the morning, and she corners me. And she says, "I thought you wanted me here for Christmas." And I pause, and I don't really know what to say, and she's like, "You know, this is our family, too. We wanted to be here with you." And then she starts to cry. And I'm panicked, and I see my father walking by, and he just gives me this knowing look like, "Right, okay." And we have to spend the rest of the day eating and pretending like nothing else happened. And since then, she's stayed away, thankfully, and we have not had another Christmas that I had the opportunity to ruin since then. So that's my Christmas story.
Lily Gibbons.